This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Adori Adoji is away. Some people learn science from books, physics from looking at traces of tiny particles, or you can just hook up your iPod.
You see particles flying in jets they spray, but you notice there ain't nothing going the other way. You say my law has just been violated. That don't make sense. There's gotta be another particle to make this balance. And it might be dark matter. And for the first time, we catch a glimpse of what was filled most of the known verse because...
Nice. The Large Hadron Collider was switched on today over in Europe, and it's one rapper science writer's dream, literally. Science writer Kate McAlpine put down her keyboard and picked up a mic to tell the collider story in the rap you just heard there. It has more than 1.6 million views on YouTube, and she's with us from Geneva, Switzerland, not far from all the colliding. Kate, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
So, Kate, I imagine it must be lovely to have all the attention on yourself, but I suspect one of the reasons you did this rap was to convey to young people the importance of this big science experiment that's just being tested and started up there in Geneva.
Yeah, I was certainly hoping that some young people would see it and get interested.
And so what do you think you've managed to convey through this rap, and how long did it take you to get the rhyme quite right?
The rhyme didn't actually take so long, pretty much a few hours on the buses to and from work. But what was the rest of the question?
Well, what do you think? I mean, you've gotten 1.6 million views on YouTube. Have you received any responses from young kids who said, yeah, I get it, or they want to sign an album deal with you or something?
There are a lot of people who have emailed me to say, wow, that's awesome. I know so much more about the LHC now. And on the other hand, there have been several comments that were like, what are you nerds doing? So I'd say it's a pretty mixed reaction and only a few joking offers for record deals.
So why do you think young people should pay attention to this super collider business going on today?
Well, I mean, for some young people, they could consider being a physicist as a career if they find this sort of stuff interesting. And in general, I'd say it's important to know what's going on in the world of science because it is an $8 billion project and it's publicly funded. So if you want to know where some of your tax money is going, some of it goes into this, and you need to know why and why it's useful.
Of course, the U.S. had the chance to build an even bigger super collider project in the United States, but taxpayers ultimately wouldn't support that in the end, and so the collider is in Europe. There's politics as well as science in this story, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
So why aren't you a physicist? I mean, who are you writing about this for, aside from rapping?
Aside from rapping, I've only been at this for a little over a year, but I've done science writing for the American Physical Society, New Scientist magazine, and the Atlas E-News. So I'm sometimes writing for other physicists, and sometimes I'm writing for the general public.
So who is the sort of rock star physicist there in Geneva this week for the startup?
Well, this week it'd have to be Lynn Evans, who's been heading the project, I think, about since its inception.
And do you know her rap playlist at all?
Oh, Lynn Evans is a man. He's from Wales, and I don't know if he even listens to rap.
All right, well, you better find out, don't you think?
If I can get a word in. There's an awful lot of reporters want to talk to him this week.
Well, thanks for setting me straight on his gender in any case. That's why you're the science writer. Kate McAlpine, science writer and physics rapper at the Super Collider launch in Geneva.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.